This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 13th. God's word to you today is audacious. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 62, verse 7, and it says, "Give the Lord no rest until he completes his work, until he makes Jerusalem the pride of the earth." Mark 7, verse 27 says, "Jesus told her, 'First, I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs.'" Even after getting such a response from Jesus, this woman did not take offense. Instead, she deployed shameless, audacious behavior. Mark 7, verse 28 says, she replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates." Did Jesus rebuke her or chase her away? Jesus' response was, "Good answer," he said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter." This can be found in Mark 7, verse 29. When it seems like you are not getting a favorable response from God, how do you respond? How did Hannah respond to Eli when he accused her of being drunk? Shameless persistence does not take no for an answer. Heaven cannot ignore shameless persistence. It is just unbelievable that some of the proudest people are poor people. I mean no disrespect, but some people are just poor and proud, poor and arrogant. I thought, "He that is down need fear no fall, he that is low no pride." You have an appointment to see someone that can change your life at 8 o'clock in the morning. You show up, but he is in a meeting, a long meeting. After waiting till noon, you get up and you leave. How can he keep you waiting for so long? What kind of nonsense is that? Then you go to church asking for breakthrough prayers. My question to you is, where did you go after you left? What did you do and what results did it yield? Has your impatience yielded any positive results? No, you're back to square one, poor and proud. Luke 11, verses 9 to 10 says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." I can never get over this statement. Jesus says, "everyone." And every time I read this portion of scripture, I get fired up. Every time. I say, Olufemi Monehi, Jesus says, "Everyone who asks, receives." Your case will not be different. Talk to yourself. Place your name there. Say, "Everyone who asks, receives." By the time we are far gone, these scriptures will still exist and still be true. Why should you think your case will be different? God is saying, don't stop calling. Shameless persistence. Let us pray. Father, I am confident that I will receive all that I'm asking for and that your word will be fulfilled in my life for the praise and the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.